man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. We can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. You're tuned into the Trump phenomenon. And as always, there's never been a day, there's never been an exception when Donald Trump left us with nothing to talk about. That has not occurred for one single day since he came down the golden escalator in Trump Tower on June 15th of 2015, approximately that date. It should be emblazoned in my memory. Once again, a very memorable 24 hours since we last met here in the Trump Clubhouse. Donald Trump just finished speaking in Cincinnati, Ohio, memorably says now, a huge rally. I don't know how many people were there, a lot of people, and roaring their approval as Donald Trump spoke in Cincinnati, Ohio. And I took a few notes here. Here's a great line there. He said, with the Democrats, there is no Second Amendment. That was a great line. Tell it like it is. With the Democrats, there is no Second Amendment. I've never heard anybody say it that clearly. It kind of like, don't beat around the bush. They hate the Second Amendment. There is no Second Amendment. And then when you think about it for a moment, you realize, well, wait a minute. Before we think about it, let's get our housekeeping done. This is the Trump Phenomenon Show. This is August 1st, 2019. I'm James Kelso. The show is live, hosted here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we're glad you're here. If you want to call in, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. There was a caller from New York last night that I missed. you know, and forgive me when I forget names and stuff like that. Especially when Ken, I thought it was Ken from New York, didn't get you in last night, Ken, so if you want to call in, I'll notice you tonight. Boy, what a great rally. And this was Donald Trump's answer to the demon rat debates on Tuesday and Wednesday night in Detroit. And he just let him have it right in the kisser. Another memorable line with which he was closing his appearance tonight. He said, "The future belongs to the greatest movement in American history." Now, you know, my son was making a lot of noise when the president was speaking at that moment. So I'm not sure whether he said in American history or world history. The future belongs to the, and I know that Donald Trump would agree, both statements are true, that this movement that he has started, that you are a part of, whether you know it or not, if you come kicking and screaming, you are in the Trump movement. And the, or if you don't want to call it the Trump movement, okay, it's the Patriot movement that Donald Trump started. And it's not something that somebody else started, that Donald Trump picked up. He started this. And it has scores of millions of patriotic Americans in it. What movement have any of us been part of? I mean, the lines are open. If you can identify for me a movement in which you've been a participant that had 63 million members or scores of millions of members, that had rallies with 10, 20, 30,000 people at a pop, with 10, 20, 30,000 people waiting outside who couldn't get in, let me know. I must have missed that movement in my 71 years. Somehow I just slept through that movement. Or it never happened. There never has been such a movement in your lifetime or mine. And then if we want to get into the kind of a research phase, in all of American history, there has never been such a movement. And you want to go a little further, in all of world history, there's never been a movement like this movement that Donald Trump has launched. So that was a memorable line. He has another memorable thing. He said, Sleepy, talking about his assessment of the demon rat debate, which he quite rightly said was not even a debate. Sleepy Joe Biden, who has no clue what he's doing. That was a good characterization. The questioners in the debate, three of them were Jake Tapper, Don Lemon. Sometimes he pronounces it apparently Don Lemon, a Lemon. Would you like a Lemonade at this table? Don Lemon and Dana Bash. And and they were just serving up, well, for example, to show you what a setup it was, they didn't even talk about the Mueller report, the big bust, the big zero. the big wiffle ball that Robert Mueller served up, they didn't even talk about this. Wait a minute. It's all they could talk about for 2 years, nonstop. The Mueller report that was going to take down Donald Trump. The Michael Cohen testimony with, it was, what was her name? Who's this, what's this lady's name? Help me. See, I forget the names of inconsequential people. The lady, what's her name? Anyway, that she was going to take the president, and so on, et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, none of it happened. All of it was a bunch of lies and a bunch of sand thrown into patriots' eyes and obstructions thrown at the feet of Donald Trump, but it only slowed him down. And the, let's see. So they didn't even talk about that. Why not? What happened? So the, let's go now. I'm gonna look for some. Now this was not blacked out. This Trump rally, they weren't. YouTube was not protecting CNN. Now Donald Trump's material is, everybody shares it all over the internet. And let me see if I can find one of them here. The here's one right here. Let's just see if I can get this one to come up. Hang on just a second, while we all turn the volume down. And let's just see if they've got this up yet. The rally just concluded. They do have it up. They're not replaying it yet. This is some Patriot coverage of the rally after the rally. So this is afterglow coverage here, which is good. But I'll come up with this. In the course of tonight's show, I'll come up with some audio from the Trump rally just concluded. So stay tuned for that. Let's go look at the Breitbart coverage of this. And by the way, since last night, I solved the Microsoft troubles created on one of my computers last night. And here's the way Breitbart's covering it. This is so beautiful. It's so beautiful to have a Patriot president, a Patriot network, Patriot TV, Patriot radio, Democrats debated in Michigan this week. Trump just wrapped up his rally in Ohio, and regular people in both states will be focused on, well, some of their candidates. This is, well, their coverage is similar to mine. They were taking notes, too. He says, with Democrats, there is no Second Amendment. You can forget about it. Then he says, Sleepy Joe Biden wants to go back to sleep. The Trump promises in tonight's rally to win the race to Mars. It's going to be amazing, he says. Then let's see here. Trump says Democrats, these are quotes, want virtual immunity for illegal immigrants who have committed horrible crimes and murder. He rips the city of San Francisco, where Kate Steinle was murdered, for releasing a criminal illegal alien who then committed crimes. He talked about an illegal immigrant released after committing domestic violence in New Jersey who was arrested in Missouri for the murder of three people. Trump, sounding tough on China, says he is preventing the theft of jobs and intellectual property. China wants a Democrat like Sleepy Joe Biden, who has no idea what he's doing, in the White House so they can rip America off. Here's a great one. Trump borrowed a line from Mayor de Blasio of New York, who said, we're going to tax the hell out of the rich. And Donald Trump said, no, I'm going to tax the hell out of China. Nice. Man, is he fast on his feet. Trump says, and I'm going backwards through his speech. He says, the era of economic surrender is over. Rails against NAFTA, says the Trans-Pacific Partnership would have destroyed manufacturing and the auto industry. he mentions windmills four times. In other words, we're going to, you know, the demon rats are going to get rid of the fossil fuels industry. Governor Inslee of Washington said we have to make war against the fossil folks. That means windmills. We're going for windmills from the 16th century. They make nice paintings Dutch paintings, but ain't going to work for a modern civilization. And that president says about Robert Mueller, he was sharp, wasn't he? He was sharp as a tack. He says a few minutes earlier, Pocahontas is lying and cheating her way to the presidency. He says, we drove her crazy and she had to do a blood test. He's referring, of course, that she sent in her, she spit into a test tube, which is what you do with these DNA tests, to find out she has one thousandth and more than, less than one thousandth Indian blood, which means that's so far within the margin of error on any genetic test. She has no Indian blood. She's Pocahontas. Let's see here. Okay. Protesters apparently at this rally had, no, do you know what this means? Chinga la migra. What does that mean? Chinga la migra. Now, la migra, I think that's the what the Mexicans call the migration authorities, like the Border Patrol. I think they call it la migra. Correct me if I'm wrong. Chinga la migra. And chinga is probably a verb and probably not a very attractive verb. Chinga la migra. That's what the protesters were chanting. Here's a picture. Protesters with Chinga La Migra signs tussle with Trump supporters in the crowd of the president's rally in Ohio. Darn, I missed that. Wait, let me watch it. Hang on, I'm going to watch it right here. Here it is. Let's see if there's any audio.
You imagined were violent. I would never commit violence against you. I actually, when I was younger, I was a libertarian, and I actually looked up to you.
Okay, no, wait. Let me close that out right there. Okay, so here it is. The crowd's going wild as the Chinga La Migras are removed from the hall. Let me see it one more time. Let me go back here. Okay. USA! USA! It didn't take long to get these Chinga La Migras out of the hall. And, you know, this is a funny thing, folks. At a Trump rally, they've talked about this with Antifa and... hang on, I'm watching it here. The Trump supporter guys are big guys. And they got big arms, big forearms, and big necks. And they're big guys. And so the Chinga La Migra protesters are little wimps. And you can see the in their eyes, you know, they have to, the Trump men are a head taller and 100 pounds heavier than the Chinga La Migra protesters. And it's a real short stare down, folks. And that's an interesting thing about Antifa. They never go against real men. They never go against construction guys. They never go against real cops, construction guys, firemen, the Trump base, the Trump supporters. They never get in the face of those real men. Instead, they pick on somebody that's defenseless, small, old, isolated, seems to be, you know, thick glasses and doesn't really realize where he is. And then like half a dozen of them, 20 of them will pounce on one poor, unaware person. And this is the degree of ethical, this is their morality. They will never, you'll never see 20 Antifas go against 20 construction workers. That, folks, in your lifetime, that ain't going to happen. We'll be right back.
Mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Okay, folks, I think I've got the Trump rally. Let me put it up here. And hang on just a second here. I'll get my audio kind of set. And this looks like I've got the right rally. It's today's rally. And here we go. Let me move it forward here. There's this classic look to a Trump rally. Once you've been to one, you'll recognize it. And if you just watch a lot of them. All the red hats, all the red shirts, the Make America Great Again. As I sit here, I'm in the mood. I've got my Make America Great Again hat on. I bought three of them at two Trump rallies I attended with my kids. And let's see here. Let's move forward to there's the moment he comes out of the tunnel, so to speak, or comes out of the entrance into the arena. There are always at least 10,000 people in the arena, more or less. His venues can have as many as 30,000 people in them. And let me go to, let's get through these guys introducing Donald.
He's supported.
Trump. Okay, this is Ohio, so.
Borders.
Here's Mike Pence.
And President Trump delivered. We've made historic.
So this is Mike Pence is introducing this rally. That's kind of a nice introduction.
Investments in border security. Mexico is doing more than ever before. And
let's move forward a little bit more.
He passed the largest tax cuts and tax.
Okay, Pence more.
Ball. Today, leading Democrats openly advocate socialism, an economic system that has impoverished millions.
Killed
millions. You know, but the people of Ohio know. It was freedom, not socialism, that made America the strongest and most prosperous nation.
Okay, let's move forward some more. This is today, folks. Just concluded.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's great to be with you tonight.
Okay, here comes Donald Trump now, out of the tunnel. Here he is, the man himself. The crowd's going wild. Tonight, here he is. They're chanting USA so loudly that it's drowning out the mics. They got to turn the gain down.
Thank you all. Thank you very much. Thank you to Vice President Mike Pence. And hello, Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Right there on the Ohio River.
You know, I used to work in Cincinnati and a place called Swifton Village. You know what that is, Swifton Village? It was good. And it worked out well. And it gives you confidence when things work out well at a young age. And look what happened to all of us, right? Look what happened. Look what happened. But I was watching the so-called debate last night.
I like that, so-called.
And I also watched the night before. That was long, long television. And the Democrats spent more time attacking Barack Obama than they did attacking me, practically. And this morning, that's all the fake news was talking about. Totally with that. That wasn't pretty. No, we're doing good. It's great to be back in the state that I love. I love this state. Very special. Very, very special on the banks of the beautiful Ohio River with the hardworking patriots of the American heartland. Thank you, Ohio. We love you, Ohio. So we've got thousands of people standing outside. And I asked the officials, can we sneak some up along the aisles? Can they sit on the stairs? But I'll tell you what, this is some crowd, some turnout. We've sold tens of thousands of tickets. And you know what the sale price is? We keep it nice and low. We keep it nice and low.
Zero. Of course.
But there never has been a movement like this. This is...
Okay, we'll come back to that. There has never been a movement like this. We'll return to that thought right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name, 'cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto.
No ghetto.
Boy,
looking for a place to do my thing. All right. This is James Kelso here looking for a place to do his thing. I think I found it, actually, North Dakota, one of the whitest states in America, one of the nicest people in America, least visited state in America. There's a whole bunch of things to commend it. No attractions. I like that. Flat as a pancake, mostly. Cold as hell. In the winter, spring, summer, and fall, it's beautiful, but don't tell anybody. We don't want people coming up here. Don't tell them that spring, summer, or in fall are absolutely beautiful, and the winter is actually beautiful, too. You know what you do in North Dakota in the winter? You stay indoors. That little secret about that, we're actually not walking around out in our yards at minus 20 degrees. You sit in the living room, watch Donald Trump rallies, or listen to RBN. So, you know, speaking of, you know, you were hearing Merle Haggard there. Donald Trump in this rally he's doing today, I'll get right back to the rally, but think about this, folks, just to get the magnitude. Well, first, let me go back just a little bit, play for you what the president said right before we went to break. Listen to this. Just go back here and try to time this just right. Listen to what he said just a few seconds ago. There's never been a movement like this before. Listen.
Cincinnati. You know, I used to work in Cincinnati, and a place called Swifton Village.
Let me go forward.
That, well, happened to all of us. Watching the so-called debate last night, also watched the night before, that was long, long television, Obama. Then they did attacking me, practically.
Here it comes.
And this morning, that's all the... No, we're doing good. It's great to be back in the state.
Hang on,
Ohio River with the... Thank you, Ohio. We love you. Standing outside. And I asked the officials, can we sneak some up along the aisles? Can they sit on the stairs? But I'll tell you what, this is some crowd, some turnout. We've sold tens of thousands of tickets. And you know what the sale price is? We keep it nice and low. We keep it nice and low.
Now listen.
But there never has been a movement like this. This is a movement the likes of which they've never seen before. Maybe anywhere, but certainly in this country.
Maybe anywhere. This is a unique, folks. You're part of a movement that is unique in world history. And I'll tell you what. I've studied world history pretty darn thoroughly over 71 years, and I agree. There's nothing like the Trump movement anywhere in world history. Now, to just grasp the magnitude of what's in front of your face, right in front of your face, just to tell you how powerful this Trump movement is, if Donald Trump were to take it on the road like Merle Haggard, like a super tour of Merle Haggard and Waylon Jennings. You know, we have to bring them back, of course, from the other side. But Waylon Jennings and Merle Haggard and Johnny Cash and Hank Williams Jr., who's still with us, and Emmylou Harris and Gretchen Wilson, and add any more of your favorites. If there were a tour, the super tour, the biggest, coolest tour ever in history, I'll tell you what, even those superstars couldn't do. Donald Trump, if he took his show on the road, could do two shows a day to crowds of 20,000, both shows, 40,000 total for the day, every 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That is a dead certain fact. In fact, he could go much bigger than that. If he did football coliseums, he could do crowds of 100,000, 50,000 to 100,000. And if he went to places like Talladega, he could do crowds of 200,000 or Daytona. But Donald Trump would be as easy as falling out of bed. It's just he wouldn't have time to be president. He could do 20,000 attendance, and there'd be 20,000 more people outside twice a day. He could talk to all 63 million people who voted for him in 2016 in person in these rallies in 300 days. He could talk to... Well, actually, at two a day, he could talk to 120 million people in 300 days. So in 150 days, he could talk to all 63 million people who voted for him in half a year. That's how powerful his draw. There's never been a man, actually, in world history who could do this. You know, there were some dictators who could assemble a crowd of 100,000 people. Yeah, but, you know, hey, that's cool. You know, if you don't go to the rally, you get shot. Okay, that's great. China, Russia, Hitler, Germany. Okay. No, Donald Trump has people camped out for 2 days before the event in the cold or in the burning sun or in the rain to attend his rallies. There has never been anything like this. In spite of a hurricane of negative publicity and condemnation in the media. This is unique. Now let's go back to the president. Forget Kelso. Let's listen to the president.
They've never seen anything like this before. You came from the mountains and the valleys and the rivers, and you came from wherever you came from. There were a lot of you. And they showed up on election day. I'll never forget a wonderful congressman from Tennessee. They have early voting. One of the earliest places, great state Tennessee. And he said, he was in Pennsylvania with me, great state. And he said, you know, sir, I've been doing this for a long time, but I've never seen people like this show up for early voting. People that haven't voted in a long time because they didn't see anybody they wanted to vote for said, I've never seen it. They have Trump banners and Trump hats and Trump buttons.
I'm wearing mine. I'm wearing mine. I got my Trump bobblehead on the desk here.
And this great congressman said, I don't know, sir, but I can tell you one thing. If the rest of the country is voting like Tennessee is voting, you're going to win by a lot. And we won, and we won by a lot.
This is today. You're listening to your president talking to you today.
Our nation is stronger today than ever before.
We have now there's an element, folks, you know, it's wonderful. The president says the right thing when he says that. He's doing this the right way. But just between you, me, and the fence post, we know actually America is not stronger today than it ever was before. I'm not saying the president was saying anything wrong or false there. He's saying the right thing. He needs to say what he just said. But if he talked frankly the way you and I can talk here in a Patriot radio show, he would be, of course he knows that we're in real trouble. When he says, for instance, he just said, and we won by a lot. Well, in the Electoral College, we Patriots did win by a lot. However, in the, assuming that, I mean, you got to subtract a few million votes for fraud, but Hillary got 3 million more votes, she says, and the demon rat vote counters say, than Donald Trump, 63 million. So we didn't win by a lot in the popular vote. And so, and we are in desperate shape. Donald Trump has come at the 12th hour, the last minute. And if whether he can save us right now is an open question. Whether he can win in 2020 is an open question. And if he wins in 2020, can he save our nation and our people? It's an open question. Now, our people will go on, but we may not go on in control of our own nation. That's possible. So I just want to get that. Let's go back to the president. Again, as I say, forget Kelso. Let's listen to Trump.
We have the number one economy on earth. No economy is so strong. We're rebuilding the awesome might of the United States military, and soon it will be stronger, relatively speaking, than at any time in our history. And when we took over, it was depleted.
Yes, Obama gutted the military.
Wrecked took over a depleted military.
And the Bushes depleted it also. They grounded into the ground with their wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
It's not.
Oh, by the way, all those hundreds of billions of dollars worth of incredible equipment that was shipped over to Afghanistan and Iraq. Guess where it is right now? Was it brought back to the United States on those big expensive airlifts on which it was taken over there? Rush, emergency. No expense spared to bring over these MRAP vehicles and tanks and so on. Bring them over there. No. It was just abandoned in Iraq and Afghanistan, just abandoned. And the people that we were fighting grabbed it. Wow, that's takes a brainiac to do that.
Depleted anymore, I can tell you that. Our spirit is strong, our stride is back, and our stand is clear. We are finally putting America first. It's about time.
Wonderful. It's about time. Great campaign slogan. It's about time.
We've created 6 million new jobs since Election Day. Nobody would have thought that was possible. More than 7 million Americans have been lifted off of food stamps.
Think of it. It's incredible.
And they're happy. 123,000 more Ohio workers are employed today than when I was elected. Think of that number. And right now, Ohio is the most successful it's ever been in the history of our country. Thank you. Congratulations, Ohio.
Now, by the way, let me interrupt again. Probably I shouldn't. Donald Trump is doing something that I, as a pale shadow of an imitation of Trump, am doing on this show, trying to encourage you. He's trying to encourage all patriots by saying, you know, we're better than we've ever been. We're stronger than we've ever been. And so on. And people need encouragement. Patriots, in order to be mobilized, you've got to mobilize. You've got to inspire your troops. So even if you're General Patton and you're going into a battle, pick somebody like General Pickett, okay? You got to somehow get the guys to stand up and march forward to their death. Think of, you know, some battle that you know of where an inspirational leader, Leonidas must have said to the Spartans, come on, men, we're going to beat the crap out of these Persians. You know, there are only 300 of them. And now the little known fact of history is that the Thespians, am I remembering that right, from the city of Thespis? There were 700 of them. Amazingly, these Greeks were amazing people. They were men in those days. The 300 Spartans stood with their commander Leonidas and said, "We're staying here with you, sir." And Leonidas said to the other Greeks that were there at Thermopylae, which means the hot gates in Greek, "You guys go home, go back to your cities, go back to Athens, go back to Corinth, and so on, and take care of your families and defend your cities." But the Thespians, 700 of them, said, "We're staying right here with you." Actually, more than double the number of the Spartans themselves. So it wasn't just Spartans who had balls. All of these warriors at Thermopylae had balls. And so 1,000 of them fought. We don't know how many Persians there were. Could have been 100,000, could have been 300,000, but it was a lot. It was the hugest army ever assembled to that moment. They fought a lot of people, and they fought them for days. And then, of course, they all died. So but Leonidas, you've got to encourage your troops. You can't say, "Hey, we're in a really crappy situation, and guess what? We're all going to die." No, you got to say, "We're going to beat the crap out of these guys." Everybody in the group knows that they're all going to die. Everybody knows that. But if you're motivating your people, you've got to say, "We're the strongest we've ever been. We're the best we've ever been. Charge, men and women. Let's charge."
Stand up, Mike. And you have a good governor, I want to tell you that. Good job, Mike. Unemployment has reached the lowest rate in over a half a century.
Okay, let's skip forward. And I'm just going to drop the bouncing ball here in the middle of 20 minutes further into his speech. Here we go.
Please, Rob. Voter ID. They give you everything they can give you except like voter ID and the things that matter. Republicans believe that a nation must care for its own citizens first.
Nice.
Our pledge to America's workers has secured commitments to train more than 12 million Americans.
Okay, so there he goes. Let's go forward another 20 minutes. Now remember, all of these speeches that he gives are an hour or more long. Have you ever spoken of folks to a crowd of 20,000 people for an hour? Can you imagine? I know the answer to that. None of us has. Not one person listening to my voice has done that. The largest crowd I've ever been in front of was maybe 2,000 people at a musical performance where I was singing. Man, I'll tell you what, it's tough to be in front of a lot of people. But to be alone in front of 20,000 for an hour?
Companies pouring in, Keith Faber, How is it, Keith?
Okay, let's go for another 20 minutes or so.
They wear out. And they cost a fortune, and they need subsidy. Other than that, they're quite good. You don't want to have them in. You don't want one of those windmills within vision. You hear them. They're noisy. Got a lot of problems. No.
Oh, he's talking about the wind turbines, folks. He's talking about the turbine electrical generators. He called them windmills. I love it. We'll be right back.
Like the shoe. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? And I will. find a chance for the flag or the Liberty Bell. I wish a Ford and a Chevy would still last 10 years like they should. It's the best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good?
Yes, so Hank Williams had that right. Are the good times really over for good? Donald Trump is doing as good a job as any one man could possibly do to stop that snowball rolling to hell. And listen to this. This is Trump today. Listen to the forceful way he talks about how he reversed the snowball rolling to hell that was being propelled by Barack Hussein. What a name for an American. Obama and the other demon rats. Listen to this. Today, listen to the power of this man. And he's not just talking like me on the radio. He did it. He has made America number one in oil, in natural gas, in coal. He has done it. And a lot of other
and
things.
And I withdrew our country from the job-killing, very expensive Paris Climate Accord.
Signed by Obama.
Last year, coal exports were up 92% compared to 2016. 92%. Do you believe that?
Doubling.
You're shipping it all over the world to Vietnam. I was in Vietnam, and they said, we get coal from Ohio. We get coal from West Virginia. It's the finest coal in the world. We've created more than 110,000 new mining jobs. And thanks to states like Ohio, the United States is now the number one producer of oil, the number one producer of natural gas, the number one everything having to do with energy.
Oh, we've got to go. We've run out of time. Well, you've got to hear a little bit of Donald Trump anyway. And less of me, more of him. We'll come back tomorrow here in the Trump Clubhouse. But Donald Trump, we won't be able to catch up with him. He'll have done something else incredible in the next 24 hours. See you then. Bye.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.